If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Road.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Road.
And we begin the hour by taking a look at Carborough. We got the mayor of Carborough, Lydia Lavelle, joining us here now in the studio with a lot of things upcoming, including a budget vote for the Board of Aldermen next week. We got 4th of July festivities just a couple of weeks away. But let's start by talking about this block party that's coming up on Sunday, right?
Yeah. Good afternoon, by the way.
Good afternoon. Good to be with you.
When we sat here and we were thinking about what we have going on, my gosh, this is like one of the busiest weeks of the year, I think. And I can go into a little bit of that, but I will start out with the block party. But let me say this first. Tomorrow we have a retreat all day long. So even between now and next week, there's a lot happening. We can get to that briefly. But there's a block party scheduled for downtown Carborough behind Tyler's. There's going to be a band playing there from 3 to 7, and we're encouraging folks to take dad or whoever downtown on Sunday afternoon and enjoy the music, get a drink, get something to eat. If you're a little bit, if you want to be inside for a little bit, we also are showing a movie in the Carborough Century Center from 3 to 5. The name of it is The Guardians, and the reason we're showing it is because we are a B City, and as far as, since we're a B City USA member, one of the things we have to do once a year is have different activities around pollination and why bees are so important, and it's my understanding, I haven't seen the movie yet, but that will delve into those themes, and we always issue a proclamation and just get some awareness out about that. So we scheduled that afternoon also, so that'll be going on in the Century Center, and it's free to go in there and just come down and walk around downtown and show our businesses some love, because you know 203 South Greensboro is closed off now for several weeks.
Okay. So. Is that the roundabout is going in on South Greensboro Street, and then is the parking lot closed off too?
No. I just mean we scheduled this block party to try to encourage people to come down to that part of town.
Okay.
Because we want people not to shy away.
Right.
Because it's
still
so easy to kind of get around there, and you're right, at the bottom of the hill is where they're putting in the roundabout,
yep.
And where it's closed off right now until mid-August. And the other thing I wanted to say is, We were kind of pleased at this, that Google Maps has been updated to show that that particular intersection is closed. So not sure how Annette Lafferty pulled that off, but anyway, that's accurate too. So
Google's real good at things like that sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you know, so if someone's trying to get to, you know, down to that part of Carborough, at least they'll be kind of warned if they're using Google Maps that, hey, you know, take the way around to get in there.
The way around, yeah. So that's going on, but lots of different ways to get to downtown, and all the businesses are open, so come on downtown, especially for this Sunday, which is a great time to do it.
Exactly, and I know we've been working on some signage, some smaller signs, but also a big sign, you know, just putting on different buildings and wanting people to understand that it's still easy to get around, and we want people to go down and enjoy it.
And you mentioned the 203 South Greensboro project, which is the parking lot right by OpenEye, which is going to be the new library. I know there was a meeting, or a public input session earlier this week to get some feedback on what people want to see. More public input sessions coming up later on this month. What's the latest there?
Yeah, so that was the first of these meetings was held on Wednesday night, and it was at 7 o'clock at Carborough Town Hall, and we were really pleased that we had to keep adding tables and chairs, because we actually were bursting out of the town boardroom. In fact, I'm not certain what the capacity is, but we might have been right at it. But it was awesome. We had great participation, lots and lots of locals I recognized, lots and lots of folks I didn't recognize, but, you know, a good combination of a lot of Carborough folks and then some other people from, you know, around the county. And we, Perkins and Will, you know, kind of started it off. And what was kind of interesting, Aaron, was the folks who were there, some of them just had general questions about the projects that they knew the basics, but they wanted to dive into some of the details. And Perkins and Will, as well as Trish McGuire, our planning director, and Dan Meyer from the Art Center, you know, gave the details as much as we could, but, you know, we kept explaining, or they kept explaining, but part of this is, you know, for you to help us figure that out, you to help us figure out, you know, how this fits together, how you want it to look, you know, how you want it to feel, you know, what kind of values should go into how this building is created, this building and space and area and parking are created. And those kind of visioning exercises, they're always kind of like a little interesting. You know, like you look at a bunch of different pictures, you know, which picture, you know, speaks to you and what does it speak? And by doing that kind of a series of exercises like that, several tables did, the folks from Brokers and Will kind of pulled a lot of that together and then just came up with, you know, a lot of themes for common themes, if you will, that the crowd felt in terms of how they wanted the space to look and feel. It was a start, and I had to leave before the session was over, and I understand at the end of the session there were more kind of questions and answers, but there are two more sessions scheduled. You know, one of them is on Monday, July 23rd, and the second is on Saturday, August 4th. Both of those will build off of this one we just had. My understanding is those are kind of replicative, so you don't need to go to both of those, but they'll build on some of the themes that came out at this one. And anyway, it was just awesome. The energy in the room, it was exciting. You know, people were laughing and talking and being a little bit nutty, I think. So it was good.
You mentioned Perkins and Will. That's the architect designer, right? By the end of the meeting, and I know you had to leave, did you get the sense that there was like a consensus forming as to what the building should look like or what should go in? Or
I heard that there were several not particular design themes at all, but things like, you know, openness and mm-hmm. Friendliness and welcoming and, you know, light and you know, situation and integration into the area, and it should feel Carrboro, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's like undefinable, but anyway, those kind of themes came out. But it was really it was a really interesting exercise to kind of see all these members of our community just kind of speak to what you know, what they think it should look like.
Do we know for sure yet, or is this still being worked out, what is going to go into the building? I know the library.
We know for sure.
Right.
We know for sure the library. The library will have up to 15,000 square feet. We know for sure our recreation and parks offices. We know for sure the art center, and the combination of how those will fit together and the percentages were kind of given that night. It seems like the Parks and Recreation, as well as some classroom space maybe for Parks and Recreation, which then might be used by the Art Center or by the library, seemed to be maybe over half the building, and then maybe a greater part of the other half was going to be the library, and then the remainder was going to be the Art Center. But I know they're still in the process of figuring out, you know, how their space will look. Will they have like a black box theater? Will they have just classrooms?
Will they be moving their operation entirely to the new building, or will they still be over at 300?
They will be moving from where their current location is. Mm-hmm. Now, whether they will be entirely at our location, I think remains to be seen. They have to kind of see how much they can work into it. And I know they've also been exploring, you know, maybe having two locations or whatever. And the other piece of the puzzle, though, is let's not forget WCOM, mm-hmm. because they'll be a really active part of this building also. And that's fun. You know, you want your community radio station there, too.
Yeah.
You know, as well, we love all of our radio stations. but some of that was what was going on, you know, just, you know, some ideas like that and how that might look or feel. So it's really exciting. And of course, we didn't get down to this level of detail too, but everyone recognizes we have to figure out how the parking fits into that. Mm-hmm. So that's conversation that will be continuing.
Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarrboro.org for more town information. That meeting was a couple of days ago. And again, we'll have information about the upcoming public input sessions over the course of the summer. There's going to be two more. So stay with us for that over the summer. We'll let you know how you can get involved with those meetings. A lot more coming up too for the town, including, you mentioned right at the top, the retreat that's coming up on Saturday, right? Tomorrow.
Yes, we have a retreat tomorrow, a little later in the year than we usually do it. We usually like to have it February, March-ish. We may go back to that time frame next year. But this retreat tomorrow, which I understand you'll be a part of.
I will be a part of it, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, you're going to get us excited and start it off with some kind of comedy or something.
We'll figure something out, yeah.
Yeah, I know you're a great improviser. I'm actually a little scared of what might happen.
It'll be fine.
But that's the icebreaker,
yeah.
I guess. But it's going to revolve around the general topic of affordability. We hear the buzzword gentrification, but I think it's more about how, you know, we're becoming, and this isn't unique to Carrboro, but how certain desirable towns and cities become more and more unaffordable. And looking at our demographics over the last 10 to 20 years, noticing these trends and just kind of talking about how maybe our decision making has contributed or not contributed to that and how we might consider that in future planning. So it's it sounds somewhat philosophical, you mm-hmm. know. I was not on the retreat planning committee. But I think it's, you know, it's always, it's one of those topics to kind of generally talk about that you really don't have time for in regular meetings. And so just to kind of sit back and think through this just in a kind of informal setting and think about what we're doing today and how we may look tomorrow. That's kind of the general theme for the day. And it's the retreat's roughly, 9 to 2:30 or 3-ish, I think. And anyway, we're at the Rizzo Center. So, yep.
Should be fun.
Should be a great day.
We'll find out. So one way or the other. So that's coming up this weekend. Next week, Tuesday, Carborough Board of Aldermen has a regular public meeting with the budget on the agenda, right?
Yeah. And I saw just a very quick sketch of what the agenda is going to look like for that evening. It looked pretty long.
Yeah.
Lots of items on it.
It's June. Every meeting is 5 hours.
Yeah. But yes, one of the big ticket items, of course, is the adoption of our town budget for fiscal year 18-19. And it's been presented. We've had some periods of public comment around it. There's a lot of keys to the budget, which I think is really fabulously done in terms of addressing the needs of the town. But it does recommend a 0.5-cent increase this year, and it's in an effort to have more money go into our affordable housing trust fund. And we already have, or I should say our affordable housing special fund, and we already have some amount of money that goes toward affordable housing, but it's a way to wrap our hands around more what we already have and where we can continue to put some money in toward this this goal of the town. And the recommendation by the manager was that we increase that by 0.5 cent for the next 3 years. And so next year we'll be having this conversation again, whether to go up another 0.5 cent and then another 0.5 cent the next year.
Is that just sort of to ease the burden on property owners?
To kind of ease it in and see how it works, how it goes. We've had some dedicated monies that we're spending down toward affordable housing, so this is a way to kind of keep some money in that pot and to find a way to have it growing. There are other parts to the budget. Again, it's available on our website, and it remains pretty close to what was recommended by the manager at his meeting. There were maybe some very small tweaks to it, but it's roughly a $22.8 million budget. That's around the price and the amount of the budget. But it kind of breaks out, everything. Like what a challenge it is each year to want to give our employees a raise of some sort, but also to keep up with the rising cost of insurance and benefits and those kind of things. Quite a bit in there too about, we have our new stormwater utility fee kind of going into being formed and being collected this upcoming year. Mm-hmm. And that's another piece of this upcoming fiscal year that's going to be really, really important in terms of addressing some of the intense flooding we've had and how this creates some problems in the town. So those are a couple of key features of the program. There's lots and lots more there. It's a real exciting time to kind of look at what we've done in years past and what we're planning on doing in the future.
Townofcarborough.org again is the town's website. If you want to take a look at the full budget proposal, it's on the website now, right? You should
yes,
be able to get that. So speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, talking budget this week locally, but this is also a state level issue too, and the General Assembly just signed off on their budget, and what was it, yesterday they just passed the technical corrections bill, so they're still talking budget issues. How much of what's going on in Raleigh affects the discussion here locally?
Bits and pieces of it. We Metropolitan Mayors, we had a meeting over there all day on Wednesday, which turned out to be a very timely day because we met with several folks at the General Assembly. We got to talk with the governor's office. We got to talk among ourselves. There are a couple of bills we're watching very closely. One that has been made into law as part of the budget bill was this idea that municipalities can now put monies toward public school systems, and not just charter schools, but public schools. And so that those of us that were in the room were trying to figure out, where did this come from, but there are evidently some towns, some cities or towns in parts of North Carolina that feel like they want to, maybe have set up some kind of a program, some kind of a way that they can provide some money for some school systems. And I think, in my view, if that's the case, it's too bad it wasn't limited to whatever their needs were in their particular areas, because to open this up statewide, I think could create a lot of problems. Yeah. I mean, here's just like one example one of the mayors brought up in our meeting. I mean, you know, we count on our elected county commissioners and our elected school board to identify, you know, priorities and needs of the school system. And they're the ones, really, and their staff are the ones who best know where the most direct needs are, you know, where the people's tax money should go. And so, you know, one of the mayors envisioned someone going to the, you know, going to the school board to lobby for money and saying no, and then going to the commissioners, and the commissioners say no, and then a school goes to the local city council to ask for it and say no. And I just, it could lead to, I think, some division in local decision making. Not to mention that the experts on education and schools and funding, you know, really are the school board, and then in conjunction with the funding from the commissioners.
Does that just suggest that just a further call to be open with communication between, and all of the municipalities do a really good job meeting with each other and kind of trying to stay on the same page as far as that goes? If everyone just sort of defers to the school board in terms of what the high priorities are, wouldn't this free up the town of Carrboro, for instance, to contribute additionally to the schools? Or,
well, I think it would.
Yeah,
but it's, you know, counties were set up to fund the school system.
Right, right.
You know, cities were set up to fund, you know, roads and, you know, fire and police and, you know, that type of infrastructure, water and sewer in applicable areas. I think it remains to be seen the kind of problems that might come with something like this being passed. And we'll see.
Yeah.
So that was one big interesting topic.
Yeah,
so.
I think the big concern there is you've got municipalities, and we're kind of on the upside of this, that are kind of more affluent, wealthier, have more money to spend, and then you've got other communities that just don't, and that gap already exists might get even bigger.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you know, we see a little bit. Well, we don't see this, but we already have the option to have the local supplement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the urban areas have a local supplement to try to attract teachers. You know, have higher stipends for teachers and so on. So there's a little bit of that already. But no, I think the fear is that a policy like this might lead to, you know, segregation again.
Yeah.
I mean, it might lead to
that was
exactly
the case with those
what you're
four
saying.
Towns in Charlotte,
yep.
right?
Then, yep, yeah, yep, exactly. So, yep. So we'll have to see what happens with this. Again, it's I think that the implications remain to be seen, and our Metro Mayors Coalition is going to be working with the League of Municipalities on how best to kind of a message around this and address this.
We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia LaBelle. And Mayor, we got to wrap up in a second, but before we do, I know we've talked about a couple of upcoming things in the next few days, but there's one in a couple of weeks that I know you wanted to highlight.
I do want to highlight this, and before I do that, I just want to say very quickly, the Carrboro Courier is a new newsletter, electronic newsletter that our communications director, Rachel Hagen, is putting out. And it's really fabulous. It's got all kinds of bits of information about what's going on in Carrboro. And the summer guide just came out. And so you can find that on our webpage. So click on that, and it lists just a whole bunch of stuff that's going on in Carrboro this summer. So it's really kind of a fun. And then there are different interviews and articles. It's really well done. But one that I wanted to just mention briefly to folks to put on their schedule is our annual Frederick Douglass reading of the meaning of the 4th of July for the Negro. It's always on July 4th, always at noon, always at the Carrboro Century Center. And this year, the introductory remarks are going to be provided by UNC Chapel Hill Assistant Professor William Sturkey. He's an historian of modern American, African-American, Southern history. He focuses on race in the American South. And so really looking forward to him making some opening remarks, because as you know, Aaron, we usually have someone kind of give some remarks, and then we go into our community reading, and then afterward we have a little brief discussion. But looking forward to that event.
Looking forward to this too. This is always, I mean, it's such an important reading, and it's an important reminder as we sort of celebrate American patriotism that there's an unfulfilled promise that still needs to be fulfilled.
Absolutely. And every year we have people who come every year, but every year I always hear from several people who said, I never knew about this. I'm so glad I came to this. I'm going to tell other people about this. And that's really what it's about, too.
Yeah. townofcarrboro.org for more information. Mayor LaBelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.